It is time for the highly informative and the always dependable golf tip of the week, playoff style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the new Shady Rays Golf Polarized Golf Eyewear. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet. The next time I cry about golf, it will only be with joy. It's not worth crying over golf for any other reason. After all, it's only a game.
Well, when you win your Grand Slam, you could say that.
That's pretty good.
This week's tip of the week is flap it.
Flap it.
All right. So
just a tip? Or?
One of the things that I always get asked about is how to hit a flop shot.
Flop-a-roo.
And the first thing I say is,
don't.
Why? I say, why do you want to hit a flop shot? It's very unpredictable and very difficult to be able to pull off. But, you know, in the sense of being a good professional, I'll tell you how to hit a flop shot. So the basic thing is that the object of a flop shot is you've got to get the golf club underneath the golf ball so that the golf club can loft the ball into the air.
Cut the legs out.
Exactly. So one of the things you want to do is you take your highest lofted golf club, so mine is a 58-degree wedge, and you want to make sure that when you're doing this, you want to lay the club face open, and you want to get the golf club now with it laid open. That means that leading edge is going to be off the ground, but the bounce on the back, the sole of the club, is going to keep the club from digging into the ground. Well, basically what you want to do when making this shot is similar to a bunker shot,
yes.
But interestingly, you're not going to swing as forceful with a flop shot. The more you try to force it, the more chance you have of blading it and killing somebody. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get set up over the golf ball, open your stance up, really get bent in the knees so you're in a squat, almost a squat position. You want to get real low to the golf ball. You want to get your hands real low to the golf ball. So your hands are almost going to be right between your thighs and your knees, and you're sitting down in a little more of a squat position to be able to get yourself positioned correctly. You're going to get your weight positioned more on your left foot. Now, when you make your backswing, you're actually going to make a fuller backswing than what you normally would with a sand wedge, and you're going to make it much slower. And when you come down through the golf ball, it's not try to go through the golf ball as fast as you can. You want to be able to bring that golf club back down through so that you see the club face going underneath the golf ball. And if you watch as these players do that, their left wrist for a righty is firm coming down, and just about as they get to impact, they roll that left hand so that the pad of the golf club points up at the sky, and that's what's going to get that golf ball, kind of like you're scooping it but not scooping it. You're going to slide that club right underneath that golf ball, and you're going to follow through long and full just like you did on your backswing. So it's going to be a longer, more deliberate swing. You're not going to swing slower, but you're not going to try and force it by trying to swing harder or faster. It will never work going harder or faster. You want it to be pretty much a one-rhythm type swing back and through, and get that golf club to just fold underneath the golf ball, and up comes the ball and onto the green.
So it's really important to keep up your speed, right?
Yeah, keep
don't
up
don't
your
decelerate.
Speed.
I know that.
Keep up your speed without trying to swing
don't
harder, faster.
Right. But you don't want to decel. Decel is the death of that shot.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
In all golf swings, in all shots, rhythm and tempo is so important.
Oh, yeah.
You can't swing really slow back and then try to swing really fast through.
Right, exactly. It just doesn't work that way. So that, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Is your golf tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. If you've not been to one of the stores, the store recently, you're missing out on the brand new Talon Elite line, especially designed for fishing, or the Shady Rays golf line to help you with your next round, high def vision, and it's all right there at the Kierlin Commons store. And remember, you scratch them, break them, even lose them, Shady Rays has you covered with the industry's leading satisfaction guarantee. Save 30% when you use the Bunker to Bunker special code B2B, either online or at the store. Go to ShadyRays.com. Shady Rays, live hard, we got you.